Joining us from Roll Call, Bridget Bowman. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Bridget, we're taking a look at the Chris Collins situation now. Of course, he has vowed, despite these federal insider trading charges, to seek re-election in his district. We look at this article from Inside Elections that says that the district has now gone from solidly Republican to likely Republican.
That's right. So this indictment really puts this district in play. We saw the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee spokeswoman come out shortly after the news broke, saying this district is in play. We have a strong candidate here. This arrest makes this even more of a target, essentially, for us. Democrats were targeting the seat before, but acknowledged that of the 9 Republicans in New York State, this was much more of a reach for them. This is a district that President Trump won by the widest margin of those districts in New York. But Democrats are really seeing this. One operative I talked to on Wednesday said this is a game changer for this district, that this is a story that's not going away and could really help Nate McMurray potentially even win here, which is something they weren't talking about just a few days ago.
Now, we do see that Chris Collins, of course, won this district with a 67% of the vote in his last re-election. At the same time, you're talking about Nate McMurray, a relative newcomer to politics, has been the Grand Island Town Supervisor for a few years here now. Talk about how what he is going to need to make this happen in a predominantly Republican district.
The big question for him is if he can capitalize on this national attention that he's gotten, if he can use it to raise money, frankly. But he has a major deficit right now. He has about $80,000 in his campaign. Chris Collins had $1.3 million. It's a huge difference. He has said that he's been raising money since the news broke. McMurray was on Spectrum News last night and said he didn't know the exact figure, but that it's been tens of thousands of dollars, which he's probably going to need even more than that. We have seen some other Democrats in other races capitalize on running against someone who has a national profile, like the Democrat running against Devin Nunes, the House Intelligence Chairman.
Right.
He's raised nearly $3 million. So can McMurray do the same thing and really make this competitive? That's going to be a key question moving forward.
And whether or not Chris Collins is eventually found guilty, that's all a whole nother issue here. But what about a politician, somebody who is in the House of Representatives, having this type of legal trouble? Is there any precedent of someone like that being reelected?
There is. And actually, the most recent example is from New York State, but from a very different area of the state. You might remember that Michael Grimm, the Republican congressman from Staten Island, was indicted in 2014 for tax fraud. He actually went on to win reelection. He then was found guilty and then ended up resigning, but he did still win. So there is some precedent for this, which is something that Republicans are kind of taking some solace in. And Republicans are also noting that this is the most Republican district in the state, so they still could have some chance here.
And then finally, earlier in our conversation, you did touch upon President Trump, very popular in this district, winning the district by 35 percentage points in his election in 2016. What about that? What are you looking for from the president, and how do you expect this particular district to react to him?
Yes, I think that's a key question moving forward is what will President Trump do? Will he weigh in? Congressman Collins is the first sitting member of Congress to endorse him. Will Collins appeal to the president, ask for help? Will he send out tweets or will he actually campaign in the district? I'm not sure that the president will want to tie himself to Collins, giving just the indictment itself. But if he does, that could make a difference in a district like this with a lot of Trump voters. And if President Trump says, echoes the same language he's been using about the investigation into Russian collusion, that if he says this is a witch hunt against Chris Collins, will voters in the district be receptive to that? I think that's definitely a key question.
Bridget Bowman is a Roll Call's political reporter. She joins us by phone this morning. Bridget, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.